Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Jennifer Schroeder, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we are working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. Say these words with me. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Today I will be reading from Genesis 25, verses 19 through 34, in the Celebrate Wonder Bible Storybook. Baby Isaac grew up and married Rebecca. Isaac and Rebecca wanted to have a family. They prayed to God for a baby. Rebecca became pregnant with twin boys. Their names were Esau and Jacob. They were born on the same day, but they were very different. Esau was born first. He had red hair on his head and arms. Jacob was born second. He had dark hair. Jacob and Esau liked different things. Esau liked to be outdoors. He liked to hunt and fish. Esau enjoyed spending time with Isaac. Jacob liked being inside the tent where his family was. He liked to cook and made a delicious lentil stew. Jacob enjoyed spending time with Rebecca. Esau and Jacob continued to grow up. One day, Esau returned home from hunting. Jacob was making lentil stew, and Esau was very hungry. "Can I have some lentil stew and some bread, Jacob?" Esau asked. "Sure, if you trade me your birthright for some stew," Jacob said. Esau thought about this. His birthright made him the leader of their family when they became grown-ups. That was several years away. He was hungry now. Did he really need to be the leader and get all of the family's treasures? Or did he need to eat? "You can have my birthright," said Esau. "One bowl of stew coming right up," said Jacob. I wonder, what is the most important part of this story to you? What are you wondering about this story? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ear hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. As your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.